want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just Ty Dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. Welcome back to, I don't know, man, crazy weather, November. It is the week before Thanksgiving. Thank you guys for joining me here. Yeah, I'm not kidding either. When I talk about the weather here on Long Island, it is like nuts because I just begrudgingly put the heat on. When the kids were in here, I didn't put the heat on at all because I feel like when the heat comes into my house, it makes me stuffy. It makes me not feel well. It makes me kind of cough and feel like an old man. You know, you get that old man cough, hey, you know. So I hate it. I try to push it off as far as I can. So I did, right? So what would end up happening was I would come into my house. It would be 59 degrees inside. I said, this is way too cold. So the day before the kids came, I put the heat on. And as soon as I did, now all of a sudden I'm opening windows and I'm, yeah, it's nuts. It's not fun. That said, everybody in this house has been slightly off for a little while. My daughter, she has a cough very similar to me. And it's not killing me, but it's enough to be annoying. I don't really get sick, so to speak. I'm not in the bed, unmoving kind of person. I'm functionally sick whenever I'm sick. So I just go about it, deal with it, you know, suck it up, princess. You'll be all right, that kind of a thing. So that's how I am. My daughter's the same way. She doesn't, on top of it, she doesn't like to take any medicine either, which drives me crazy. Like, I'll take Advil, cold and sinus. I take all these things. And she's, nah, I'm all right. Like, why? I'm like, you're going to win something by not taking it? She's just tough as hell, I guess. For my son, though, it gets a little rough. And this is something I've addressed before. I've talked about it, but it can make things, you know, on me as a judgment call. What am I going to do? And what ended up happening yesterday, and it's the reason why this is going up a bit late today, you know, he came home. I remember in the morning, he was kind of groggy, looked tired. And I never think of Lucas as sick. You know, he's nonverbal. He has autism. He doesn't complain about anything. And when I say doesn't complain, I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic because he doesn't speak, he doesn't have verbal words, but even his personality doesn't complain. If he's upset or doesn't feel well, he just kind of goes about his business. He wants the things he wants. And if you don't give him what he wants, he'll get, you know, he'll get upset or he'll show you his emotions. But when it comes to not feeling well, when it comes to things like that, I don't know, man, he's Captain Cool as Hell. That's his name, you know, Captain Cool as Hell. Doesn't care. You'll never have a glimpse of him not feeling well, sometimes before it's too late. So what ended up happening was yesterday he got off the bus, and he was sad getting off the bus, which was new. Like, he hadn't done this in a while where he didn't want to get off, and even the, you know, the bus aide was like, you know, it's daddy, get off the bus, it's daddy. And I'm like, it's daddy, you know. And he came off, and the second he got off the bus, he was in a great mood, and I was like, it's kind of weird. So, like, you know, and it was that transition. He might have fallen asleep on the bus. I don't know what it is. All I know is that when I got the book, it said Lucas was sniffling, Lucas was coughing. You know, you might want to keep an eye on it. And I felt terrible. And I know a lot of parents in my position, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's that worst feeling, you know, the feeling of being the worst parent in the world, so to speak, when you send your nonverbal child off somewhere and the teacher comes back and says, he seems like he was sick today. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I sent him to school. Because I don't have that. I don't have that option of him being like, I don't feel well today. And be like, are you sure? Do you have a test? We don't have that. He just kind of goes about his business. He's a cool kid. So this morning, I heard some coughing. I heard some sniffling. And I kept him home. And it is a rarity. It's a very rare time to have him home. But that's why it's important. That's why it's important to pay attention to your kid. And that's why it's important to know the signs. And that was one of the things that I remember surprised me the most about having a nonverbal child. It's how difficult it could sometimes be to recognize that they're sick. I told the story, this is a year or two ago now at this point, when I had gotten him back I guess he had been kind of sick at school, but, you know, I hadn't had him all week. You know, he comes back to me on Wednesday from his mother's house, and he seems a little off. I'm like, eh, whatever. And I'm sitting there, and I'm in his room, and I'm cleaning up, and he's standing there, and he's laughing and jumping and clapping and happy. He's always so happy. He's always laughing. He's always jumping. And in the midst of it all, he just threw up on me. And I looked at him, and after he threw up, he continued laughing and clapping and jumping. And I was like, are you effing kidding me, dude? Like, do you just keep rolling with it, bro? Just roll with it. And that's who he is. And that's why it's important to take notice. It's important to not write off certain things. And also, it's important to give him a break once in a while. Lucas would have the perfect attendance award if I let him. Like, if it wasn't for the teachers and the school sometimes sending him home, Lucas doesn't seem like himself today. I get a lot of that. You know, you get a note in the thing, hey, Lucas doesn't seem like himself today. I don't know if you want to pick him up. And like, doesn't seem like himself. They used to do that all the time when he was in elementary school. The nurse would call, yeah, you don't have to pick him up, but he doesn't seem like himself. Like, what does he seem like? You know, Michael Jackson? Like, who does he seem like if he doesn't seem like himself? You know, well, you know, I had my favorite school nurse story, and it's not even a story, it's just, it was so insane because it sounds fake when I say it, but the nurse called me. He must have been like 8, maybe. He was little. And she goes, hi, Mr. Gutman's a school nurse. Nothing to worry about. They always say that. Lucas is fine. There's nothing to worry about. And they always say that, and they follow it up with him not being fine and something to worry about. Lucas is fine. There's nothing to worry about. He's a little sick today. And I'm like, that sounds like something to worry about, and it doesn't sound fine to me. And she goes, you know, it's not like, it's not a big deal. It's just a little sniffly, but like other kids in the class are feeling that way this week, and we called their parents, and they came and picked them up. So... and that so lasted for a while, you know. I'm like, so you want me to pick them up? No, no, no. I'm just saying that, you know, some of the parents have come and picked their children up and they feel the same way. So, and I was like, I'll come and pick them up. She was like, oh, great. She hung up. And that was his old school nurse. But outside of that, man, Lucas does not do that. Lucas does not complain. Lucas does not give me a heads up when he doesn't feel well. And that's kind of on me. And it goes with a lot of these things with, you know, a kid like mine. It's on me as his parent to take notice, to understand those things. Lucas will, he'll let you know when he's hungry. Problem is sometimes he'll let you know when he's starving and you kind of miss that boat of, you know, oh, I should feed him a little bit now. It's like, no, now he's starving. You have to feed him. So if I rely on him to kind of give me the signals, sometimes the signals don't come until it's absolutely the last second. Like Lucas will not, you know, show me that he's tired until he's ready to pass out. And then he'll have, when he was younger, he used to have these like crazy fits where he'd be fine, he'd be cool. And then all of a sudden he'd be overtired and he would just start laughing uncontrollably. And next thing you know, you have this giggling little boy and then he'd start tapping on the floor. We used to call it tapping out. Like Lucas is tapping out. He would start hitting, ha ha ha. I'm like, are you all right, buddy? And then I realized, oh, he's exhausted. So that happens. Yeah. I think it's taught me having a child who's nonverbal definitely teaches you to be more observant. And it teaches you to do things that are sometimes, you know, really a selfless thing for a parent. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's funny, and I've talked about this before. There's a lot of things when it comes to raising a boy like mine that involves being selfless. And I'm not saying this as like a pat on my own back. I'm saying this as a reality. I do things for my daughter. And at least prior to her becoming a teenager, you would get that immediate gratification of appreciation. You know, you take her to a show. Hey, I brought you to this show. Look, it's a, you know, you love whatever, Lori Berkner, whoever the hell she loves. And the kid loves it and they're excited. We're at the Wiggles concert. Wow, Wiggles, let's buy a t-shirt. And your kid loves it and they're happy and they appreciate it. Lucas ain't like that. Lucas, there's a lot of selflessness. And a lot of the things that I do for him are for him, but he didn't really register that it was either an inconvenience for me or if it cost me money or if it's I had to take the day off of work. He doesn't care. He just kind of does it. He doesn't register those things. So you have to be selfless to have a child like that. You have to accept that you're not going to get appreciation. Just like I wrote this week about waving hello to a boy on his bus. Like one of the things with having a boy like mine is you have to be willing to give a hello without getting one back. And that's what we get. We get kind of that selfless act. So while it's fine, I can keep him in his room all day, play on his iPad all day. He never has to go anywhere. We don't have to go to shows. We don't have to go to fun things. We don't have to do anything. He'll be just as happy. But I do it anyway. But I do it for different reasons than I would do it for a child who can show appreciation. Same thing when it comes to keeping him home from school. There's no reason to keep him home from school. I could send him to school today. Even sick, they would keep him and they would write in his book, he seemed a little off today. It would give me a day of freedom. I wouldn't have to, like, you know, I don't know, go in, take care of him, bring him lunch. Because he can survive. He can get through his day. He's not dire and dying. But why the hell shouldn't Lucas have a day to recharge his batteries? Why shouldn't Lucas have a day to get back on track to feel 100%? Because he doesn't speak? Because he has autism? He should be forced to just go to school. You'll feel better when you get home. We'll let you lay down. He's not complaining. No, man. He's my kid. And I love him. And if he did have words and he could complain, I probably would have kept him home today. So you know what? Instead of punishing him for not complaining, I'm going to reward him for not complaining. And he's home with me. And you hear my voice? You hear this? You hear that gravelly? That's me. And that's what I'm going through. So if he feels it, I feel it. We all feel a little bit. Hopefully by the weekend, we'll be done. We'll have something to give thanks for next Thursday. Feeling as though we're not, I don't know, sick anymore. That would be nice. But that's what I did. And so hopefully you guys can do the same thing. If you have a boy like mine, if you have a child like mine, a girl, boy, anyone in your life like mine that does not have the words or the capabilities to express to you when they don't feel well or when they need something, just be a little observant of it. It'll go a long way. And you'll feel good about it. I feel good about keeping him home today. So I'm happy. That does it for me. Do me a favor. Check out HiBlogOmDad.com. We had two big ones this week. The one on Wednesday I'm talking about, the waves of acceptance, about waving to a boy on his bus and about wanting hellos from my son, even though he doesn't give one back. It's very important. Check that out, please. I'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition of HiPod, I'm Dad. I appreciate it. It was a great Novister. Thank you guys once again for taking the time to listen. Until next time, James Gutman saying be well. Bye, Pod. I'm Dad.